Magic 89.9's Morning Mashup.
So we're down here at the Nautilus Arts Centre hanging out with Georgie. How are you, George?
Really good, Sam. How are you?
I'm good. So explain what we're in right now.
We are in the 14th annual Port Lincoln Bendigo Community Bank Art Prize, which is an annual event that happens every January and February, and we're really pleased that it was able to go ahead this year.
Yeah, and it's open until the end of Feb?
That's correct, February 27th, so please come down and have a look, free entry all the time, and it's a beautiful exhibition.
And we're here now, we can just walk around and look at some art.
We can do that.
What should we look at? What do you recommend?
Well, there's a lot.
What's this crazy black square thing?
This is quite the sculpture indeed. We've got a new category dedicated to sculpture this year, the first time ever, and we've had 6 entries, all of fabulous quality. This one is from Wes Maselli, and he won a merit award for it. It's called Prior Prior Colon Cat.
Right.
It's quite interesting. It's actually Lego made into a piece of coal sitting on top of cat hide.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we've got a surfboard.
That's it, yes.
We've got some, what looks to me like violins.
Yeah.
But like human anatomy violins.
That's right. You've got to find the human anatomy amongst the beautiful sculpture by Martin Van Ruin. So definitely something for everyone down here. We've got the glass sculpture as well down the end, which won the sculpture award by Emma Young, who's from Adelaide.
Oh, this is the winner.
This is the winner here, wow. Prickly Pear. Really funky colours, and just it's already been sold, so I can't even convince anyone to come down and buy it. But
it's very smooth. This might be your last chance to see the Prickly Pear.
This might be it.
Might go into some collector's thing and hidden away forever.
Exactly.
After this.
Hopefully not the last we see from Emma Young down here at the gallery, because she's super popular and very talented.
What's your favourite piece?
Oh, that's a tough one. Sam, you put me on the spot there. I love them all.
I'll show you mine.
Okay, sure.
Now, I'm not a smoker, but I just love the energy behind this.
I know, right? I think the artist statement that goes along with it.
It's a cracker.
It's
you need to come down and read the artist statement, if nothing else.
Yeah,
it goes really together.
It's really funny. I can see where she's coming from. I've had the argument about with some of my family members about the same sort
smoking.
Of thing. Yes, so it's very impactful, this one, and it's making a great message, I think.
I really like it. In fact, I voted for it in the...
The People's Choice.
The People's Choice Award.
Good on you.
Come down and vote in the People's Choice Award.
Please do. The winner will get $500 from the Port Lincoln Art Group. So definitely come down and vote before the 27th of February.
And now I know that the winner is just down here.
How amazing is this?
Yeah, I think it captured everyone's eye on the night of the awards.
It totally did. It just looks amazing here. I thought it was 3D when I first saw it, and her shadow work is next level. Olivia White from Wyala, she's, always coming up with amazing things, but this is just super special.
Yeah, amazing. So come down, see George, see the rest of the team.
Yes.
And enjoy some art.
Definitely, and some culture. Enjoy it all.
Voted as having the best looking listeners in Australia. It's Magic's Morning Mashup with Talbot.